following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
It's checkerboard time.
Hello, friends, how are you all? It's checkerboard time again. Purina's on the air. So come on, good friends everywhere, and listen in as we begin a feast of fun and song. Just see the difference Purina makes and beat it right along.
Fucking fat from all of this. It'll be fatter than his fat ass. It is ridiculous. So this is what I'm urging you to do, my sweet and most wonderful lovies. You think this is going in one direction, but it isn't. I urge you to go to podcastawards.com, podcastawards.com, and vote for that big fat cow, okay? Let's get him the award. He will be insufferable, my sweet and most wonderful lovies, if we indeed do it. But let's do it. Let's see if we can get that fat ass the award over at podcastawards.com. But I just, lovies, how, I mean, really, can you believe this shit?
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Let's get him the award.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 464 of the BFO for Friday, the 13th. Of November 2009. Y'all, coming up on today's show, we have got up-to-the-minute reports from the surface of the sun, and Big Fatty has got voice letters and some splaining to do about yesterday. Oh, dear Gussie.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty. Online.
Let's get him the award.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 464 of the BFO for Friday, the 13th. Of November 2009. Y'all, coming up on today's show, we have got up-to-the-minute reports from the surface of the sun, and Big Fatty has got voice letters and some splaining to do about yesterday. Oh, dear Gussie. Hi, everyone. I hope you're Friday is going well. You may be wondering, Brick Friday, what the hell was that? Well, y'all, since you didn't get the opening music and all on the Thursday show, most of you didn't, I figured, well, oh, Brick Friday, well, you know, they cannot survive without a dose of the opening hootenanny music, so I gave you two doses today. So anyway, so now we're even. Now, y'all, I don't have any fucking idea what was wrong. Now, I'm not going to play the closing music twice, because you didn't get it either, I don't think. But, y'all, if you downloaded early, like I know some of you do, because, y'all, I can always tell when Big Fatty has fucked it up. And, y'all, it was perfect timing. It was not a publicity stunt for Big Fatty to try to win the Most Ruined Podcast Award. Dear Gussie, y'all, a gentleman caller just left a few minutes ago. So I'm... So I'm a little phlegmy at the moment. Oh, dear Gussie. But anyway, I don't know what happened, y'all. I don't know. I don't know. I still, to this moment, don't know what I did wrong. But I fixed it. I fixed it. So if you downloaded early and you missed the opening and closing music and you really can't live with live without it, then... you can go over and download the podcast that is entitled Dear Gussie. Y'all, speaking of Dear Gussie, I got to go over here to the Twitty for just a second because Moose, over there in the North Kakalaki, y'all, he said just the nicest thing. And, oh, how do I do this now? Brick Friday, how do you... Oh, Brick Friday, you should not be doing this. No! No! Y'all, I don't know how to undo it now. Oh, here we go. All right, no, it's going to be the at Big Fatty. Y'all, he said, let's see if I can find it real quick. Big Fatty, oh, here it is right here. He, and y'all, I hope this applies to many of you, and I know it does apply to quite a few of you, but Moose posted on the Twitty, and Big Fatty, Daniel Beaver's going to be mad at you. He's going to be mad at you for reading the Twitty. But he'll just have to get over it. But he says, you know, my vocabulary has been permanently altered by Big Fatty with Oh Dear Gussie and Auntie Vera Charles.
I can't walk. I'm gray. I'm fat and I'm bald. Don't you love me? Oh, yes.
Saying lovies! And, y'all, it's, that's just the nicest thing. And, Moose, thank you so much for just changing, changing your life. Y'all, by the way, that was the Sea Hag at the beginning of today's show. And, she has reminded everyone that the voting for the podcast awards for the most ruined podcast, it's listed. It's kind of an odd place that it's listed over at the podcastawards.com. It's listed under GLBT. I don't know what that stands for, but it's kind of like that GPRN. Nobody really fucking knows what it stands for. But y'all, there is, as of today, there is a link over at the BFO at the top of the heap that you can just go over there and click on it, and you can go over there and vote for Big Fatty if you would like to. And you can do that once a day, every day, until the 30th of this month. And there's also a link over at the Kim Brewer's Lodge. Y'all, she's got it right up there at the top, and she says, vote, bitches. And y'all, as you know, there have been visitors over at the This just into the BFO's surveillance desk. Larry the Veteran has entered the estate of Vera and J. Myron Hooch and is standing outside the bushes as Tim and Ron are approaching the door. Let's go live to Larry the Veteran. Larry?
This is Larry the Veteran, and I am in the bushes. And here come Tim and Ron, and I don't want them to see me, but they're getting ready to ring the doorbell, and we'll see what happens.
Jesus, if that's another one of those...
Release the hounds! Release the hounds!
Patron saint of the BFO, your roving reporter, Tim Cornwall, giving you an updated report about the dinner at the estate of the Vera and Gooch. Myron! And we are in Thousand Oaks, which we're about 15 to 20 minutes from the surface of the sun, and I can definitely tell that it is getting warmer because the car has been heating up quite a bit. And I wanted to let you know that we just saw the veterans chopper go over, and they must be circling and heading back around in a circle to check on what's going on at the estate. So I wanted to give you that mobile update because it looks like Larry, the veteran, is up there still working for Fatty. Anyway, we will continue giving you updates as the evening progresses. Bye.
Oh, look, the paparazzi are already gathering on the red carpet.
They're getting ready. Bye.
Now, y'all, I don't know if you know that or not, but that is Tim and Ron as they were approaching the surface of the sun on Veterans Day, and y'all, it is one of the last communications that we have from them. We have one additional call from them, and we will go to it right now. But y'all, it does not sound like things were gonna go well. I'm not sure, but it's just. Big Freddy, don't give us bad news on a Friday. I'm sorry, but y'all, they called it in. Here it is, y'all. This may be the last time we hear from Tim and Ron.
Hey, Big Fatty, this is Tim Cormall, your patron saint and roving reporter, giving you an update from the surface of the sun. We have made it past the deer urine sprinklers, and there is a chop. We have...
Now, y'all, that does not sound good. They have made it past the deer urine sprinklers, but Tim had that app on his iPhone that was repelling that. And, you know, probably Myron, knowing Myron, Myron being, you know, the good soul of the house, you know, he was probably browbeaten into, he had to probably sneak out and turn the deer urine sprinklers off because you know how Vera is, you know, she's not willing to, you know, oh, you know how she is. And, y'all, but, y'all, the call cut off in the middle there. So evidently there was a communications blackout and I've not heard anything else, from, Tim and Ron. However, I did get a call from Bjorn.
Hey, Big Fatty, it's Bjorn. So I usually spend about $20 more than what I save. So on that day, I spent about $75 save. And then had $50, so it would have been $125, but looked like your boss was like $50, $75. But all I can, let me just sum up New Orleans in two words, open bar. That should pretty much give a good clue of what my Saturday night was. I am now the proud owner of a kilt, so talk to you later.
Y'all, as much as we might be worried about Tim and Ron, fabulous Bjorn, a kilt. Now, you know, Big Fatty has several kilts, and Big Fatty always wears the kilts to the listener meet and greet. Although I may have to rethink that when I do the one in January up in the Washington, D.C. area. Because y'all, it might be a little chilly on the willy. Oh, Big Fatty. Okay, and y'all, we have one final call today, and this is the last call, the absolute last call in the queue for this week, y'all. Y'all, it's been a voice letter palooza week this week. But the last call today is from the none another. Oh, poor Big Fatty. Oh, just get on with it. It is from Gavin.
Hi, Big Fatty. It's Gavin. I just got done listening to your podcast and was wondering what... So I really need to know, you know, what's up. So let me know, okay? Talk to you soon. And see ya.
Oh, that was just so funny. I forgot to laugh. Y'all, everybody is a comedian. Oh, y'all, I told you, I don't know what caused the big gap. Big Freddy, that sounds dirty. Kim Beaver will probably put something over at the lodge about you talking about the big gap. Oh, no, we cannot have that. But, y'all, I'm just going to check one more time before we get out of... Oh, y'all, I believe there are planes landing here in the Fat Cave. Big Freddy, get out your directional flashlights and land those planes. Y'all, wait a minute. We have got one call that has just come in. I'm not going to have time to preview this or anything.
Hey, Big Fatty, it's Tim Cormall and...
I'm proud of Soho.
And we survived. Thanks for your prayers and all of your support. Now, you did want to report, so we were successful in approaching the gates of the estate, of the Myron and the Sea Hag estate. And so we pull up, and you have to kind of wind around through all these sort of back road kind of ways to get there. And then when you get there, you pull up and you have to run, I'm telling you, to get past the urine sprinkler system. But luckily, I think Mr. Myron Gooch had turned it off because it did not come on and soak us to the bone, as you mentioned. Meanwhile, while all this was going on, I did not see Larry the Veteran hovering over, so he must have gone off duty. But when we rang the doorbell, we heard Conscience say, "It better not be another damn Jehovah's Witness out there. I'm going to throw him out the door." But then he was relegated to his room before the door was answered. So we did not see Conscience, but we did give him a little gift, which I'm sure you'll hear on the Anti-Zero's show. But it was lovely. And now you needed to give a Pixie update.
Yes. And well, you know, apparently J. Myron Gooch was very successful after all the browbeating and all the vacuuming, and the Gooch Vera Estate passed the Prada White Glove test.
Well, not just that. I said it was immaculate, like the Virgin Mary. Yes. It was just beautiful. Just beautiful. And a wonderful time was had by all, with lots of old bohemians. So you can take that as however you would like it to be. Anyway, so it was successful. We are on our way. Thank you so much to Gooch, Myron Gooch, and Vera for hosting us. It was fabulous. And we are on our way now to San Diego to catch up with Miss Wes and Nod Polisher Derek. So we will see you later. Bye-bye.
Bye.
This is your mobile update.
Oh, dear Gussie. Well, y'all, thank goodness that came in right as I was doing this, because y'all, I'm just getting ready to post it for the last show of the weekend. Y'all, you know, it is the Friday the 13th, and, you know, there are always things that can go wrong on the Friday the 13th. But, y'all, I'm going to tell you one thing. One thing that is not going wrong is that the Weather Rat has come on and pronounced it a soup night. Y'all, honest to God, he came on and said it was a soup night, and Big Fatty is getting under that hamisole that David and Brian, handmade hamisole, y'all, made out there in the Denver. Speaking of Denver, y'all, I have not heard from Kid Colt out there in the Denver in forever. And you know who else I've not heard from in forever? Is Nancy in Japan. Y'all, I think she's unsubscribed. She's gone. She's just gone. Just gone. And y'all, I'm still worried about Jeremiah, because, you know, the hurricane, it went through there. Now, y'all, it's a nor'east, and it's heading up there towards the New York cities. But, you know, I would say I'm worried about Eric the Southern Boy, but y'all, he don't listen. He don't listen no more. It's kind of like that Perfetti. He don't listen. He just don't listen no more, y'all. But, y'all, I will tell you two people who will be listening, because y'all, they have got, y'all, and I've mentioned this several times already this month, that there was a lot of fucking going on in February, because y'all, coming up on Sunday, y'all, there are not one, oh, Black Friday, is there just one birthday coming up on Sunday? Is that why there was a lot of fucking? No, there were, dear Gussie. And by the way, if the closing music is not playing right now, then I fucked it up again somehow. But anyway, on Sunday, it is La 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 Lauren's birthday up there in the Chicago. And y'all, someone else is having a birthday also, and it is the one and only Mother Teresa. She's having a birthday on Sunday. So y'all, send out some birthday love to Mother Teresa and to La 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 Lauren on their birthday on Sunday, or spankings. Oh, dear Gussie. And y'all remember, the voting opens today for the podcast awards, and it goes through the 30th, and Big Fatty would just love you, and the one time I want you to hear...
Let's get him the award.
From the Sea Hag. You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www... Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good, gosh, and gay.
Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.